Hi, this is Steve Sleeper, producer of the North Omaha History Podcast. It's a volunteer effort, but you can help us meet expenses by becoming a patron for as little as a dollar a month. Go to patreon.com/Omaha. The list of patrons and the link to Patreon is in the show notes. You can also help by subscribing wherever you listen to podcasts and give us a 5-star review. Thanks.
Welcome to the North Omaha History Podcast with noted author and historian Adam Fletcher Sassy. Each week, Adam takes you on a guided tour through Omaha's dynamic past.
As the city of Omaha and real estate developers consider demolishing a historic neighborhood in East Omaha, Adam shares the history of the area, which includes everything from North 14th to the river, from Locust Street to the OPPD power plant. In this episode, we learn about old towns and roadhouses, more than one airport, the truck farms that used to fill the area, and some of the neighborhoods that stubbornly keep existing right now. Adam?
Dusty wagons rolling up that old dirt road. It's one of my favorite images. East Omaha had more of those than everywhere else in the city for a long time. And Steve, those dirt roads are still in East Omaha today. You see, the city of Omaha ended up annexing that whole area, everything east of Florence Boulevard, everything north of Locust Street, all the way up to OPPD, like you said in the intro. They annexed all of it, but they didn't treat it like it was part of the city. Instead, they left it to languish on its own. It was a really inconvenient place for a long time. Lots of floods came from the Missouri River and swept over the whole area. A dozen times I've been tracking these floods, and I found more than a dozen examples of flooding in East Omaha. But like you said, Steve, there were towns there. Yeah, you know, the one of the very first towns in the whole entire Nebraska territory was originally called East Omaha and existed just south of the airport in 1856. A guy named Edmund Jeffries picked up this land. And eventually, he collected more than 2,000 acres between the river, as we know it today, and the river as it used to be, which we now call Carter Lake. You see, East Omaha was born from the water, if we really look at it. The Missouri River used to whip around like this mountain lion tail all across the Missouri River Valley, from the cliffs in Omaha over to the lowest hills. And everywhere in between used to get washed over by the river. Remember those big floods from a couple of years ago showing us pictures of the river at a mile wide? There are stories of the Missouri River being 3 and 4 miles wide. But East Omaha had this beautiful accumulation of beautiful soil, really thick, loamy soil that was great for planting. Yeah, that's because the river would dump it during these floods. 1877, there was the last of these giant floods, actually cut off Carter Lake from the Missouri River. If you can imagine it, there was a time when the Missouri River went down around by the airport and then whipped back up to the Carter Lake and then whipped back down to rejoin by downtown Omaha. But in 1877, it was cut off. It was actually called Cutoff Lake for a little while. These are what are called oxbow lakes, and this actually happens, it used to happen regularly to these wild rivers that we had across the western United States. This oxbow lake, after it was called Cutoff Lake, it became called Lake Nokomis, and then was renamed for an industrialist who had a lot of land and whose wife donated it to the Omaha Parks. His name was Levi Carter. Anyway, he opened his business down in East Omaha in 1878. It was just south of downtown Omaha before that. But when he built up his factory in East Omaha, they needed company houses, and a town started up that was formerly called East Omaha, south of the airport, east of Abbott Drive, all the way over to the river. At one point, there were as many as 4,000 residents. In 1952, there were 2,500 there. But remember, those floods kept happening, and that dissuaded some people from staying down there very long. It also dissuaded a lot of development from happening to make that a real town. So the roads were carved and put in gravel, and eventually some of them were paved. More factories moved in, formed what was formerly called the East Omaha Factory District in the 1890s. A land company was built up to sell that land. They ended up clearing out low-lying willows and all kinds of things that were all around in that area. They laid out graded lots and streets, and little houses were built in East Omaha. It was 1887 when the Sherman School was founded over near 16th and Ellison. Now think about that. All that development south of the airport, 16th and Ellison is almost 2 miles away. But there were enough residents for their own school right there. 1887, they named it after a general from the U.S. Army. Levi Carter moved his whole entire factory operation to East Omaha in the 1890s. And the Illinois Central Railroad decided that they needed a railroad bridge into East Omaha in that decade. In 1893, they built the second massive Omaha Bridge for railroads between the north end of Council Bluffs and East Omaha. And today, in 2024, that bridge still stands. It's in ratty condition now. Don't go to it. You can look at it from the shore, but don't try to walk on it. You can illegally go walk on it, but don't do that. And don't take any pictures and send them to me when you're there. But at one point, Steve, that bridge was built not just for the train, but also for the streetcar. Not just for the streetcar, but for wagons and bicyclists and pedestrians to move freely between East Omaha and Council Bluffs. In 1893, that bridge was finished. The East Omaha factory district took off in earnest, and more than almost a dozen factories opened up in East Omaha at that point. Other things started happening around that point, right at the turn of the 20th century. In 1906, the Omaha Rod and Gun Club started calling the Cutoff Lake, Lake Nakoma. And the Omaha Rod and Gun Club, you can find their beautiful postcards online today. But they were right there on the shores of Carter Lake, or what they called Lake Nakoma, Lake Nakomis. Now, the Carter White Lead Company, Levi Carter's company, closed down in 1907, but kept going in some form, and other factories took off. And it was the next year, you see, old man Carter had died, and his wife ended up marrying his lawyer, a guy named Ed Cornish. Ed Cornish was on the Omaha Parks Commission, and he got his new wife, who was Levi Carter's widow, to donate Levi Carter's land on the north side of Carter Lake to the city. And the city renamed the lake in honor of him. And today, Levi Carter Park is still a popular place to play. Around 1925, though, these newfangled airplanes started taking off and landing from that park. They were in the east side of the park over by today's Abbott Drive. And those airplanes would take off. You remember the picture of these biplanes with their spinny propellers and little flyers with their leather helmets and goggles on. That was East Omaha. That was what we think of today as Epley Airfield, which eventually became that nice formal area. But in 1925, it was this shabby dirt runway where people took off and landed in their shabby little airplanes. In 1927, the town of East Omaha realized that it was part of Iowa. Well, they had realized it before. There was a legal battle that happened in the 1890s between the state of Nebraska and the state of Iowa over this little island of land. And the island had all kinds of names. It was called No Man's Land. It was called Hades Island. Anyway, it became called Carter Lake. And the state of Iowa won a ruling from the United States Supreme Court saying that that land belonged to the state of Iowa. Well, in 1927, the town of East Omaha. Oh, wait, that sounds awkward, doesn't it? You see, there was East Omaha in Nebraska, just south of the airport, and then there was the town of East Omaha in Iowa. And the town of East Omaha in Iowa, that we call Carter Lake today, voted to secede from Iowa in 1927, but was rejected by Omaha, who didn't want to install water or sewers into Iowa's village. So it got funky, and in 1930, that town renamed itself Carter Lake. Residents voted to incorporate, and they took care of their own sewage. They still do today. The town of East Omaha, well, it was formerly almost all of East Omaha at this point. From Florence Boulevard all the way over was annexed into Omaha in the 1940s. But the town of East Omaha, just south of the airport, was continued to be neglected by the city of Omaha. There were a lot of low-income people who were living there, factory workers from factories that were closing down. By the 1940s, almost all of the factories in East Omaha were closing down. They were closing down because there continued to be flooding, because there wasn't a thorough levee system along the Missouri River. Some of it was started to getting built. They started in 1907 was the first levee on the Missouri River on the Nebraska side in East Omaha. But it didn't formalize all the way into the 1940s and 1950s. There was a school district that served the town of East Omaha south of the airport, and they had their own school that was called Pershing School with kindergarten through eighth grade. Their high schoolers went up to North High. There was another school that was called the Beechwood School that was down at North 12th and 4th Streets before it moved up to Reed Street. Beechwood School closed in 1948, and it was merged into Pershing School. And then Pershing School was closed and merged into Sherman Elementary when Omaha Public Schools took over the whole area. So without those schools and without that identity, the neighborhood of East Omaha, it still existed. All of the people were still there, but it wasn't developed up. The city of Omaha neglected it all the time. There was a streetcar that ran along Locust from 16th Street all the way over to East Omaha by Abbott Drive. But that streetcar stopped running in the 1950s when the streetcar service shut down, and buses only served that neighborhood for a little while. In 1952, there was a massive flood that brought 16-mile waters to the area. They swept from East Omaha all the way over to the Lois Hills. East Omaha, the town and the region down there, was evacuated up to Miller Park on top of the bluff and to other areas. Fontenelle Park had temporary housing. Miller Park had temporary housing. Adams Park had temporary housing. President Truman came and said, well, that seems like a bad place for a town. 1956, the city of Omaha reasserted their annexation of East Omaha. And in 1960, the city of Omaha secured a donation from a philanthropist named Eugene Epley. Epley had a big hotel chain based out of Omaha, and he donated money to the city to develop a little airport. It was the Omaha Municipal Airport, the Omaha American Legion Airport, and had all kinds of names. Well, they renamed it in honor of Epley. And today that airfield, well, they just announced another addition to it, this time for $1 billion instead of $1 million. But all the same, Epley's name will stay on it, and it will continue to grow where the town of East Omaha used to be. That's right, Steve. By 1976, East Omaha had been bought out. The city of Omaha foreclosed on a lot of houses, eminent domained a few, and bought out almost every single resident. Today in 2024, there's only one residential house left east of Abbott Drive, south of the airport. Now, the rest of the neighborhood still exists, but it's taken a lot of blows. There was a Presbyterian church that was down in East Omaha. It's gone. There was a – well, of course, the school was closed that I mentioned, and the town of East Omaha ceased to exist. The Sherman community goes on, though, and still stands. But so do a few other neighborhoods that we don't talk about anymore. One neighborhood is called Lakeview Gardens. Lakeview Gardens is located just north of Levi Carter Park. It was established in 1927 along with Carter Lake View. That's another subdivision right there. And they were filled in with small farms. Some as small as one lot. Some as small as three lots. Some as big as a half acre. Some a whole acre. And those houses had chickens. Those houses had gardens. From 1927 all the way into the 1950s, they were specifically advertising those lots to be built up. A standard-style house emerged in that neighborhood that was a salt box, kind of a faux colonial, and those houses are still down there today, and so are those residents. A lot of the airport area has built up. They've taken out the truck farms that used to fill up that region and replaced them all with industrial park. Be looking for a new article on NorthOmahaHistory.com about those industrial parks coming soon. But one of the articles that I just finished is about Lakewood Gardens. The Lakewood Gardens neighbors, there's about 150 homeowners who are down there. They face a new development by the city of Omaha that was just announced this month in January of 2024, when the city said that they were going to proceed to build a new industrial park into the neighborhood that is Lakeview Gardens and all Lakewood Gardens and all of the people's homes that are there. Now, if we look at the whole history, we'll see that, you know, more flooding happened into that region, but a lot of anti-flood work has happened. They did build levees eventually around the entirety of East Omaha. The Omaha Box Company that moved away from East Omaha has actually restored their historic building there, and it still stands today. The old Harold's Market has become a homeless shelter. And Carter Lake's developing in a lot of different ways as part of Iowa, but also the beauty of Levi Carter Park is being recognized again. There are also other developments that are happening around East Omaha and different things that are worth taking a look at. Through a lot of this history research, I found that there was a CCC camp by the Works Progress Administration that was in Carter Lake Park, Levi Carter Park, from 1933 to 1940. There's a metal building that still stands there today that's one of the relics of that camp from almost 100 years ago. St. Therese of the Child Jesus Catholic Church at 15th and Ogden was built in 1921. The building still stands today and is used by the Church of Jesus Christ Whole Truth. The Nighthawks Cafe, a regular cafe to you and me, delicious place to eat at 16th and Carter Lake Drive, has existed since 1942 when it opened in a two-story building. The current building was constructed in 1966, and it's as popular today as it's ever been. There was an old lake that used to be down in that area. It was called Florence Lake. The city actually drained it out in 1920. But if you want to read the history of that one, check it out on my website. Just Google Florence Lake and NorthOmahaHistory.com, and you'll find it. Along with the history of Bungalow City. Bungalow City was this little neighborhood that was stacked up on the corner, the northeast corner of Carter Lake, in the 1890s into the 1910s before the city removed it. A lot of those houses were actually moved over to Carter Lake View subdivision. Other cool features in the history of East Omaha include the Pulitzer Airfield that existed from 1921 to about 1929 when it was one of the first airports in Omaha. The truck farms that I mentioned started existing in East Omaha as early as the 1870s. Where local little tiny farmers would bring their farm goods to the grocery stores. They would sell them wholesale down at the old market and in other places. Along with the schools and the churches and the factory district and the markets, along with the old amusement parks that were in Carter Lake and the bridges that crossed across the lake, along with the boathouse and the bathhouses, the entirety of East Omaha is just packed with this history, Steve, and it's a wonderful thing to look at and to understand that this is not an empty community and there is still a lot of people who live there, but it also has a powerful and long history that goes way back that if we celebrate and we lift up, maybe it'll save the community today. And that's the history of East Omaha.
Thanks for listening to the North Omaha History Podcast with noted author and historian Adam Fletcher Sassy. Join us next week as Adam takes you on another guided tour through Omaha's dynamic past.